The drought has gotten so bad in South Dakota that one of its landmarks, the Corn Palace, won't be doing its yearly makeover. Since it was built 114 years ago, the town of Mitchell's Civic Center has had its exterior completely covered in real corn. Mark Schilling is the director of the Corn Palace. He joined us from his office in Mitchell. Hello.
Hello.
For those of our listeners who haven't seen the Corn Palace, tell us what it looks like. It's quite grand.
Well, it is quite grand. We have 13 large corn murals ranging in size from 30 foot long to 10 foot high to some smaller ones that are about 10 foot by 10. The murals are completely made out of corn. We take ears of corn, cut them lengthwise, and make a pitcher. We use 13 different colors of corn. On top of the Corn Palace itself sit some domes and minarets to give it a real palace-y look.
The mosaics that have been up there this past year and now will remain are all on a theme, Salute the Rodeo.
That is correct. And we have the different events that take place, from bull riding to barrels. You have the horses, you have the bucking broncs, and just kind of looking at those as snapshots taking place during a rodeo.
So you just cannot find enough corn, and especially, I guess, the blue and the green and the orange, the special corn, to do a makeover?
All of the corn is locally grown. This year, the dry conditions have made it that the ears that we do have, there's spaces in each ear, so it doesn't give you that nice uniform color.
Are you optimistic? I'm guessing you're hoping, anyway, that you'll be able to redecorate next year.
The plan is that we would be able to redecorate. Some areas of the state have received some rain, but it was too little too late. Some of the other crops may have benefited from that, the soybean crop, for example.
And guess you're not thinking of transforming it into the soybean palace.
We've only got one color of soybeans that we know of, and be hard to nail each one of those round soybeans onto the building.
Yeah, a good, nice, fat ear of corn definitely goes much further.
Yes, it does. And we know this is a serious situation for our farmers, so we just hope that everyone can get through it and that next year is better.
Mark Schilling is the director of the Corn Palace. He joined us from his office in Mitchell, South Dakota. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.